Welcome, everyone, as we talk some Star Trek news. My name is Matt, and joining me, as always, is Pete. Hello, Pete.
Hello, Matt. Hello, everybody. Here today to talk good Star Trek news and bad Star Trek news.
Pete, in this last week, we got from Paramount Plus announcements that were both, you know, highest high and lowest low. Part of me is still even surprised that they gave us the 1-2 punch the way they did. So where do you want to start? The Star Trek high or the Star Trek low?
I want to start with Paramount Plus needing a lobotomy. Yeah, great that the in-production season 3 of Strange New Worlds has guaranteed a fourth season renewal. Okay, maybe the most obvious call in Hollywood. Awful that the nearly finished fifth season of Star Trek Lower Decks will be its last. Begs the question, Matt, Discovery, now Lower Decks, is 5 the new 7?
First of all, I have continued to be surprised at how deep it cuts that Lower Decks is coming to an end. To me, and look, neither you nor I are subject to the knowledge of how much the show costs and what the viewership is and so on and so forth. But animation's got to be way cheaper than live action. And it's, you know, it seems to be popular. And here we are, Pete, less than a year after the awesome crossover and all of that. To me, it just does not make sense. I did find myself reflecting yesterday as the news was kind of fully digested. Was season 4 the best season of Lower Decks? Okay, maybe not. So big picture, I'd rather have only the great stuff. You know, I mean, most people's favorite episodes of the original series are from the first two seasons, not the third season. There's reasons why, but still. I guess it is what it is. We can celebrate the fact that it went 50 episodes. To your question, is 5 the new 7? I mean, in a short answer, yes, with more pulling at our attention than ever in terms of TV and film, with more offerings, with way more competition than the three broadcast networks that you and I grew up with. 3 became 4, gasp. Yeah, I think 5 is quite a landmark, and to have 50 episodes to, you know, of Stranger Worlds to cherish is certainly something to be celebrated.
Showrunner Mike McMahon and universe runner overseer Alex Kurtzman penned a letter here to the fans. We wanted to let you know that this fall will be the fifth and final season of Star Trek Lower Decks. While 5 seasons of any series these days seems like a miracle, it's no exaggeration to say that every second we've spent making this show has been a dream come true. Our incredible cast, crew, and artists have given you everything they have because they love the characters they play, they love the world we've built, and more than anything, we all love Star Trek. We're excited for the world to see our hilarious fifth season, which we're working on right now. And the good news is that all previous episodes will remain on Paramount Plus. So there's still so much to look forward to as we celebrate the Cerritos crew with a big send-off. Finally, thank you for always being so creative and joyful for filling convention halls and chanting Lower Decks. We remain hopeful that even beyond season 5, Mariner, Boimler, Tendi, Rutherford, and the whole Cerritos crew will live on with new adventures. LLAP, Mike McMahon, and Alex Kurtzman.
That's all well and good, and that's lovely. And look, as we've said throughout our entire podcasting voyage, Pete, not just Star Trek, but all the shows we've done, every show was made possible by the fact that another show got canceled and opened up time and resources and talent to make that show possible. nonetheless, well, let's start with this, Pete. The plug there for Paramount Plus, here's the long and the short of it. There is the possibility that Strange New Worlds season 3, not 4 with its renewal, there's the possibility that 2025's Strange New Worlds season 3 might not even be on Paramount Plus, that it may be shut down by then. That is the wide assumption by anybody 100%. Who sniffs.
100%.
So congrats that Kurtz, I've no doubt that Kurtzman and McMahon sat down, somebody started a Google Doc and sent it to the other, and they traded some passes back and forth. Congrats, PR person who then gave a read and was like, Alex, you know who pays your paycheck, right? We need to put a Paramount Plus thing in there, despite the fact that it's, you know, Rome burns here. But Pete, I'll look at the positive here. The notion that maybe they're floating the possibility, whether they have plans or it's just this magic thing that is Star Trek, the possibility of more animated or live action adventures from the Cerritos crew, I'll take that as hope. And I'll hope that, you know, David Ellison, who owns Skydance, that may have the inside track to buy Paramount, that maybe he's a lower decker too.
It's definitely a silver lining that we can, I would read into that, we'll see more of them. They're not going to make this overture and not have a plan for more. So whether they show up again on Strange New Worlds or they have some other plan we're not privy to, they went a step further by providing that here. Canceling out the tone deafness of, and you can watch all of the series on Paramount Plus right now. I mean, Matt, there is a scenario where at the end of this week, this press release needs to be revised because Paramount Plus has been sold and folded into Amazon or Netflix or Peacock or whomever.
Yeah, and I'll go light on the corporate stuff here only to say, at CinemaCon this past week, all sorts of broad claims came out of Paramount Pictures, from Damien Chazelle is going to make the next great film to this, that, to, you know, a whole bunch of things not related to Star Trek, including news that they're going to, not only are they still working on Kelvin 4, but they're going to do a Star Trek origin film and this and that, the other. Star Trek movies at Paramount Pictures, I will believe it when it actually starts to film. Until then, it's just hogwash that's meant to get a bounce in Wall Street.
It's the new Indiana Jones, man. It's like, really? We've been over the potential for brand confusion with so many of those characters currently on TV in Strange New Worlds. And now you're going to add to it this beginning of the Federation prequel movie, which I think is called Star Trek First Contact. Their film end is a mess. And this, as they're in post-production now on the Section 31 made for streaming TV movie. So I don't know. I got your text with, you know, the news about, you know, Strange New Worlds and Lower Decks. And it's like, it was just gutting. It really was, because come on, man. Like I get it, but at the same time I don't. And, you know, this, as we're moving towards the Starfleet Academy show, I'm just really concerned of the potential for that to get shuttered within all this, with news that they're building the largest set in Star Trek history. I could completely see the PR meltdown of, and that show, while we really liked what we had planned, and oh, you should have seen the set. Things just aren't possible right now. So, yeah, enjoy the four seasons of Lower Decks that are currently available, and the soon to stream fifth one. And hey, more seasons of Strange New World coming. Like, I don't know how you look at the fourth season renewal of Strange New Worlds and say, all right, they probably have one more.
Last little sliver of kind of corporate news here. I'll just share the following, Pete. While Paramount is exploring what I think is a good merger with Skydance, in that Skydance wants to make kind of creative stories and so forth, people on the Paramount board in the last week and a half have been resigning over it. There are questions as to whether Skydance, which would value Paramount at about $5 or $8 billion, is that better than this other company, Apollo, that would value Paramount at $25 or $30 billion. So even the idea of they're going to have a new storytelling home, Paramount will, like, even that, there's all sorts of, there's corporate drama, there's the potential for shareholder lawsuits, there's a weird shareholder structure where if you own Paramount stock, you actually, most people own Paramount stock don't actually have a say in the company. It's the family that owns there's layers upon layers that just throw a bunch of things in the future into question. And for us, of course, at the core of it is Star Trek.
I need someone to draw me a picture of how an offer of $27 billion is not as good as the lesser one.
Well, I could give it to you here's a real simple metaphor. Pete, if you own an apple orchard, okay, and I come along and say, Pete, I'll pay you, we'll just keep the number something, I'll pay you $100,000 so I can put a new apple slicing company in there. You say, okay. And then somebody else comes along and says, Pete, I will pay you $10 million to take your apple orchard that your family has owned since the Revolutionary War. I'm going to knock it all down. I'm going to make an arsenic factory. Which one do you want to sell to? That, which is a different question than which one is the best value for your shareholders.
Okay. I understand your statement a lot more here. But yeah, man, I'm so tired of this hanging over Star Trek. I really, really am. This at a time where, you know, Discovery has 7 episodes left that they rebirthed Star Trek on TV, and Picard had naturally concluded. Now 2 more of these series have concluded. Now we have just Strange New Worlds remaining. Yes, we have the Section 31 movie coming. Yes, we have the promise of Starfleet Academy. But yeah, it's a bummer.
For whatever it's worth, the last time a Star Trek show was made that it did not have to prop up or keep holding up a network or a streamer was Deep Space Nine. So there's that little nugget there. Well, Pete, looking ahead to more Lower Decks later this year, more Strange New Worlds presumably in the new year, how can people be in touch with you to talk Star Trek?
You can find me on Twitter, on Threads, on Blue Sky, at Peter, P-I-E-T-E-R-J, Ketelar, K-E-T-E-L-A-A-R, 12,600 followers, can't be wrong.
And while I'm personally on Twitter as Looking Back Lost, do me in touch with the podcast, comment on FantasticGeek.com. Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, and Threads, where we are Fantastic Geek as well. But wait, Pete, there's more.
Facebook.com/FantasticGeek with a PH, all one word, like it today.
Pete, I look forward to discussing more Star Trek in the near future, particularly in the Strange New Worlds realm, in the Lower Decks realm. With that, I will give you today's final word.
The human adventure continues. You to sleep well tonight.